A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I...
California, here I come, right back where I started from.
Guys?
Come on, it's back there in the back of your memory cells.
I'm thinking.
Come on, dig deep.
My effluvial guys.
No, it's sort of tech related. That's a little hint for you.
My Intel guys.
Not on your life.
Okay, give up.
All right, we are
my Mac guys.
And man, Henry.
Well, you know, I'm sitting in a new position here today because I'm actually mixing the show as well as partaking in the show, and it's a whole new set of tools that I'll be using in my brain space. Something that makes me appreciate your participation in the show much more than I have in the past, I'm afraid.
You've been sitting over there freeform, just having
totally
fun.
Totally
you actually read stuff. You like surfing the net while we do the show, whereas I'm completely locked into the Pro Tools setup.
Yeah. It's like I'm like reading my email and responding to it while you're going off on some tirade. Anyway. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you, Henry. And welcome back to you as well.
And welcome back to anybody out there listening. And, you know, I think right off the bat, just to say that, have you looked at, there's a very weird thing that happens at these blogs at Blogspot where, you know, the comments, I looked at our Blogspot for the first time in months, and the comments, one of them had 70 comments on it, and then I opened up and like read the comments, and they're all these. It's all this, spam. That somehow, it's this whole market now that they must be really easy to generate spam for the comments areas on these blogs.
I know exactly what you're going to say. How we like your blog.
Found
your blog.
We found your
cool
blog. It's really cool, and maybe you'd like to check this out. But the thing was, holy smackers! I mean, 70 comments. I mean, people are really generating. While we've been gone and remiss, our blog, our My Mac Guys podcast has been carrying on. Well, lo and behold, that may not be the case. And I did, one of the few ones I read that, kind of solidified initial fears of mine was like somebody saying very outspokenly, this is the fate of all podcasts. They make a couple of great shows and then they disappear.
Not only did I read that one, I think I responded to that guy.
Right.
And on what you just said, nothing bothers me more than the spam of podcast responses that we've been getting, because they really are cleverly written so that you actually think a fan's writing in.
Right.
And then all they really guide you to is their product or their site. And it's just, to me, the vultures are out and they found us, which is a drag. But,
but on the topic of people dropping off their, I know I mentioned this when we, let's backtrack a little bit. This is our first show in how long?
Yeah, come on. I'm going to say 6 months.
6 months is about right.
I went to Texas in the beginning of the summer.
And I know that, my first impulse was that, I tried to, convince us that we could continue the show via, doing some individual recordings that then would be combined, in GarageBand. And, needless to say, the whole idea my point is that my fear was that what would happen is we would fall off the face of the podcasting map. And that would be the hardest thing would be to be able to regain our audience, because I don't know if people are like me and you subscribe to a podcast in iTunes and then, there's no updates after a couple of months, you're just going to delete that. You're going to unsubscribe to that podcast. Well, then how do people ever find out that we're back up and running? And I don't know the answer to this.
I know the answer to it. The answer is that they attend a conference in San Francisco. Where
that would be a really good idea. I mean, like a podcasting conference or seminar of some kind?
Yeah, like some sort of, gathering of podcasts and podcasters, and sort of sponsored by somebody, some heavyweight in
wait a minute. You mean something that would be actually like Mac-based as opposed to just like general computer effluvia?
No, I mean...
I just wanted to say that I've used the word effluvia twice in one podcast. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, for some reason, I really don't know if you know where I'm heading, or you do, and you're just baiting me. But basically, yes, Mac-based is what I would say.
A Mac-based conference in San Francisco sometime in the next, say, 5 days?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be one that was probably well-known and, you know, could reach the masses.
Okay, I can't take it anymore.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, the big announcement, which for all of you out there that have been waiting patiently and not unsubscribing to the podcast...
Sean, by the way, Sean, thank you. Thank you for hanging in there.
Thanks,
Sean. Writes regularly. I don't know if you've noticed that. O'Brien, and he's got his own podcast, and I'm remiss to name it right now, but I will plug it at the end of the show.
Who's the guy that, the sleepy guy in Hawaii?
I
thought you'd be all over that.
Okay, so come on.
Okay.
It's a story.
Start with the punchline.
My Mac guys.
Will be podcasting live.
From San Francisco
during
the Mac World Conference
2006.
Woo! We've been invited to Mac World.
It's unbelievable, and it's cool to say it now. And I believe it because I know we're gonna have to get in the car and drive up there in a couple of days. But you know, after my phone conversation with Sarah Hindmarsh. From IDG.
Nice recovery, by the way.
Mac World Coordinating Committee. You know, I was blown away because it was like, you know, a couple of things dawned on me. First of all, when I asked who else is going to be there, she rattled off every single, you know, Mac-based podcast that I've ever heard of, including a bunch I've never heard of because I'm so far out of the loop. And it's the real deal. I mean, she said, you know, that's kind of like it's a beta test of a concept, but, you know, there's going to be a podcasting symposium and ongoing all days at Macworld, and we're going to be podcasting live on Tuesday and Wednesday, January 10th and 11th.
That's right.
At
3:30 or 3 o'clock.
3:30 to 4:30, and it's amazing. And we're totally psyched, and it's going to be rockalicious.
Two words come to mind: red carpet. Red carpet. We are getting red carpet treatment. And as you know, I don't know if you've looked recently to see the price of a Macworld ticket, but we're talking somewhere like $2,500 for the full conference.
You're shitting
No,
me.
I'm not. I'm not kidding.
You're
I,
kidding
I looked
me.
It up. I looked it up online.
Wow,
so
that's so
you know,
cool.
You know, it's a great invitation. And I really want to tell a little bit of the story that I'm not sure if Henry remembers this or not, but at least a year ago when we first started podcasting, we were talking about goals. Things that we would like to see happen from doing the show. And, you know, like I said, Henry being the purist is the goal is to record good shows, period. After that, whatever happens.
I don't care if there are indeed more than two people subscribing.
Really. And I think it's a good yin yang balance for the two of us. Cause I, you know, tend to want to know how far something can go.
Not that I'm going to withhold the information that I was pretty damn excited when our blogspot, you know, clocked more than 5,000 hits, but
yeah, it's pretty amazing. But what ended up happening was I declared at one point over a year ago, or about a year ago, I said, for me, the ultimate goal would be to broadcast live from Macworld. Now, I don't recall if we recorded that on a show or it was just a conversation that I had with you or a friend. But, I mean, Marion remembers that I had said that. So here I am working on a project in New York, and I get out of the blue an email from IDG, from Mike's Spottiswood, I believe is his name. And I'll have to look that up
as
well.
It is something of that nature.
But Mike at IDG contacted us and had an open invitation for us to come to Macworld. To me, that was pretty amazing. That was a high point for all of our effort to the show to date. And if you can tell by listening to my voice, I would like to have a little qualifier here. I was in bed yesterday, and I'm not my 100% Mac self at this point, but I decided that it was time to join Henry and do another show.
Well, and I'm glad you did because there was a couple of weeks there where you had received the email and it was still going back and forth as to whether we could make it because your schedule has just been so incredibly, you know, full and chaotic, and you just got back from a long project out of town just a matter of days ago, and I totally appreciate that feeling of being just, you know, not having the energy to start a new project when you've, you know, just finished something. And I think it's a testament to both of us that we're just going to power through it and just, you know, have it be what it is. And, you know, the cool thing is that it forced us to kind of reevaluate our podcast in terms of like the technical end of it, which we can talk about at a later date on a show or whatever, and also and the format, and just kind of hanging loose with it and trying to simplify it as much as possible. And I feel like, you know, we've made our announcement, and you know, I think, you know, I'd like to say that, you know, in upcoming shows, the next two of which will be the live broadcasts from, you know, it's a little bit of a misnomer, this live broadcast.
There's
because
no
it's
live
not,
broadcast.
Right? It's live at the Mac World Fair, and then, but I, you know, I haven't told you, but as far as I'm concerned, I think I'll have the show up on our XML feed, on our RSS feed, you know, within a couple of hours after doing
no,
it.
I'm just gonna
sit in a room and finish the show. And
this is as live as you would be able to get for a podcast, which eventually I still think means that it ends up on an iPod, even though there are other ways to get the show.
Right.
I think if you really, the word pod, iPod, obviously the final broadcast method is a pod. So therefore it can't be live.
Right. And do we talk about the other project at all or no?
No, we haven't mentioned it.
And I mean, should we, or is that just secret information?
No, it's not. I think it's really cool. This, again, goes back to an earlier conversation where I had an idea for a short documentary, and I called Henry up, and I said, what about two middle-aged guys who want to go and meet Steve Jobs, a little bit like Roger Moore, did I say Roger Moore?
You said Roger Moore.
Roger.
It'd be really cool if it was Roger Moore.
You know
like
what I'm talking about, though.
Stiletto gun.
It's
you
two
know.
Rogers.
Roger
and
me.
And it's Michael Moore.
Michael Moore. Right.
Trying to meet the Roger, head of GM at the time. So we thought, I threw that out to you, and then it kind of died, right? We didn't really talk about it.
Damn. You just love to kick shit around on the desk, don't you?
I think I just kicked out
on it. We're good. No, you know, it's always stayed in my head, and I think that's why actually I brought it back to you is what gestated in my brain was, listen, here's this little project, you know, of making a small documentary about two mid-40s guys, their love of the Macintosh world, their kind of, you know, escalation in the podcasting community for whatever that's worth, and this idea of meeting Steve Jobs. What better vehicle would there be for our trip to Macworld? Because as far as I'm concerned, it is some sort of testament to at least the work we've done. And so anyway, I mean, we're going to be documenting the experience. And I mean, one thing I was, I haven't told you about, but I kind of came up with this idea of, you know, it's not obviously, you know, it's a little bit of a tongue in cheek idea about meeting Steve Jobs. But, you know, I was thinking maybe it'd be cool to set up our camera at Macworld totally guerrilla style, because we'll have this like artwork that we're making at Kinko's that, you know, announces who we are, and literally just like, you know, guerrilla style, set up a table, pin up our artwork, set up the camera, put two chairs up, and just start interviewing people, but have like the five questions for everybody. Like the first question I have is like, how has the Macintosh platform affected your sex life? You know, and then have like four other questions. And just, you know, until we get moved or turned off or kicked out or whatever. Just interview.
I already have my answer, and I think it's a reference to an earlier show that
it was
when Marion was
the Matt Gamer show.
Marathon Widow.
But anyway, I mean, I thought that would be kind of a nice.
It's a great idea.
You know, and that, amongst other things, is a ways to, you know, we'd like to do, you know, we'll record our podcasting and stuff.
But I want to interject that what I don't like about this setup that we have right now, which may be great for filming, is that we don't get to look at each other, which is a component that I'm not sure when we go to Macworld that I want to give up.
But we can fix that.
We should fix that.
Well, I mean, just by being the...
No, I'm just bringing it up.
Well, I mean, do you want to do it now? But
no,
be,
not at
it'll
all.
It'll be really
no.
noisy
because,
and annoying.
Because I feel more like we're sportscasters, like looking down at a game right now.
Right, okay.
Where we're both, you know... And
I agree.
And I really need to connect with you. That's part of the energy of our show.
Okay.
Hey, that reminds me that we are back with the beautiful bass.
The beautiful bass on your end. Is there anything else we want to do now, or should we just sign off and leave it? That we made a decision before the show started to kind of avoid using our standardized format of Apple News and Tales of the Mac and Empty Trash and those things that we've done on previous shows, just to make this an announcement show. There is obviously just an incredible amount of information to talk about since we've last been here. A lot of it will be centered around announcements made at Macworld, so hopefully we'll be podcasting some very up-to-date information, which is yet another reason why there's not, you know, I have a feeling once we're there, there's going to be so much to talk about. You know, it's like, I think, you know, spending 20 minutes on the floor will generate, you know, incredible amount of conversation.
I concur. So this is an announcement show.
So, you know, I guess in our perfect world, all these notes I've taken about stuff that I'd like to talk about, maybe we'll just wait for, you know, is less time, you know, time-based and can wait for future shows. And our next couple of shows will be a lot about Macworld.
But I would like to add that really I don't know if I've conveyed my excitement about doing this with you. Like, no matter how much we've talked about it, because I came back, I was tired, I was sick. Don't ever let that
cover
the fact that I'm totally psyched. And I really, in a weird way, I really can't believe that we're going to Macworld, even though you know, there are other things that can get excited about. This is pretty cool. And anyone I tell who knows how much I've been into Mac all these years can't believe we haven't been to Macworld yet.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, everybody, including the people like Sarah Hindmarsh, at IDG said, well, you know, she referenced something to the conference as if like, oh, well, you know, this is how it is. I'm sure you've been there before. And I said, no. And she said, you've never been to Macworld? So I just think it's really cool that neither of us have been to Macworld. And it's like, that's just cool. And we went to that Mac LA thing once.
Or twice, maybe.
No, I only went once.
Once.
20
years
ago.
Yeah, there was a bunch of vendors, and it was actually kind of cool.
It was kind of cool, but I don't think it's obviously not nearly buzzworthy as...
Well, to family members, I've explained that this is the Mecca for Mac.
Yeah,
and
right.
I really think that's what the trip is.
Well, I thought it was funny to
find... We're going Mecca.
You'd said that one of your caveats to going at all was to, you know, to have a guaranteed seat at the keynote. And so I mentioned that to Sarah when we were talking about, you know, what? How do we get there? What do we do? Where do we sign up? And all that stuff. And she said, there is no such thing. That nobody gets a other than media, you cannot get a reserved seat for the keynote. And the line forms at 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning. So, I mean, one of the things we may do is go down there and interview some people. But it's interesting that that's the case. And so, you know, whether or not we'll be in the keynote, in the room of the keynote, they simulcast it in another room for everybody who's not in the actual keynote address area. But
I worked on the re-release for Star Wars. I was working on the crew to sort of film the reaction to people re-releasing Star Wars. And these kids came out at like 3 a.m, started setting up tents. And I can't help but see the parallel here that we have. It's definitely worth filming,
right?
Because the true Mac core comes out.
I agree.
Out,
so I agree.
We might
I
have
agree.
To do that.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Good. Well, that's it. And thanks for joining us. And I hope maybe you'll hear this before Macworld is started or finished or over, or maybe you won't. But
and also, I would hope that anyone listening to the show comes out and introduces themselves.
Oh, for sure,
That would be the biggest thrill for
you
us.
You can and anything goes.
Fans live.
Yeah. Oh no, attack us.
Come on the show.
Storm the stage and bring everything with you. And you know, we're biking
home. And any Mac groupies out there? Oh,
this will be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day.